This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us on Skype. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Don't forget, you can also join us through our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. Just hop on into that top room there, and we will see you at some point and join you, and then we will get you on the air with us, where you can talk about anything that you want to discuss. And coming up, I think we're going to play some of the audio from Silicon Valley, the television program on HBO that went 100% pro-crypto, I would say, on Sunday night's episode. After five seasons, this is season 5, episode 7. It's the penultimate one, meaning that the next one is the season closer for this season, and Mike Judge himself actually directed this episode, which suggests that he considered it to be a very important episode, right? He didn't want anybody else to handle it.
This one's episode 7 that you're talking
episode
about?
Episode 7, the one that just aired. Mike Judge posted on Twitter that he directed that one himself, and that's because it's all about cryptocurrency. That's what the entire episode focuses on, and I have dubbed the audio, but I feel like I might have missed an F word, so I'm going to have to just, you know, I'll come back. We'll come back to this because we're not even halfway done with the show tonight. So we'll get back to Silicon Valley and what happened on HBO, because I also heard there was a different HBO show that talked about hardware wallets recently, which is really cool. So anyway, Ian and Johnson here, and you can join us. Johnson, did you have that story about the Obamacare regulations coming into play for restaurants?
I do.
Some sort of menu requirements being forced down the throats of chain restaurants?
Yeah, so this is a thing that's been being talked about for quite some time, but it's going into effect finally. So we've been talking about this for a little while, but now it's finally going into effect, and it's going to be ridiculous. So with the title of the article from fee.org is, "That silly Obamacare rule that forces restaurants to change their menus is about to go into effect. Within days, chain restaurants and grocery stores nationwide will have to comply with a high-cost, low-value Obamacare menu labeling mandate. Failure to comply with the law could land shop owners in prison for a year with a fine of up to $100,000. A huge burden. The controversial provision within the Affordable Care Act goes into effect on May 7th and requires food service businesses with 20 or more locations to list nutritional information for food items on all signs and printed menus. Congress had many chances to amend the rule to make it more flexible and reduce the 14.5 million hours the Office of Management and Budget estimated it would take to comply with the mandate.
My God.
But despite bipartisan support, lawmakers failed. Pizza shops, for example, estimate that the rule would cost up to $5,000 annually per shop. Proponents of the rule say it's a simple way to give consumers information to make healthier food choices. It's so laughably stupid. I don't know the pizza's unhealthy for me. I thought I was eating a salad.
Now, I remember years ago, Johnson, seeing calorie counts go up on, like, McDonald's or Burger King menus.
Mm-hmm.
Was that something that the market did on its own because people wanted to know those things?
I don't know.
Companies were like, all right, well, here's some information for you.
I don't know if it was mandated or if they just decided to do it because there was talk about this.
No, I'm talking about years ago. I mean, like, maybe two decades ago.
I don't know.
I remember seeing that happen. And it felt like, they were just advertising that because they thought it was competitive. But I don't know what they're talking about.
I know that there's cigarettes out there that have the warning information on the front and the back, like skull and crossbone, and the name of the brand is Tumors.
Yeah,
and people smoke them
Those are all
judiciously.
So what you're saying is people are still going to make bad choices even with all this information. And does it say
what
here?
A shock.
Does it say here what information they're going to require? Because it seems like the more information they require, the more obtuse and ridiculous these menus are going to become. I mean, because normally when you go into a fast food
you
place.
You could have someone standing in every McDonald's in the country screaming at the top of their lungs, if you eat here, you will die!
Yeah, people will still
like, people are going to be like, shut up, dude. I just want to eat my burger.
Way.
Yeah, God.
But what I was going to say is, if you're in one of these places, the menus are already packed. You know, they're already showing you as much information as they possibly can on these menus without trying to overload you with information, and now it sounds like we're going to be in information overload.
If you're ignorant of the lack of healthiness of eating at, like, major chain restaurants, you probably have larger problems, than your diet. You know, like, your education, for example. Putting this information out there is, first of all, in most cases, it's available for the people that actually want it.
That's true. They used to have
look it up online, ask for like the separate nutritional menu that
they
all have.
Right. Anybody that wants to know can ask at the register, and they'll hand it over to you.
It doesn't have to be on every menu inside.
Apparently now it does.
Apparently now it does.
But only for chains with over 20 locations.
Right.
So if you've got some really unhealthy stuff at a smaller chain, no problem, right?
Essentially, what the real purpose of this law is, if you can read between the lines of government and you're not an idiot, you realize that the reason why this law is put into place is to prevent chains that are under 20 from becoming more than 20.
Because then they'll have to
lobbyists from larger chains wanted to drive out competition. This has nothing to do with protecting consumers. If you believe that, you are a moron.
So you're saying that this was actually created by, like, McDonald's or Burger King, these mega chains, that they want to see this happen?
I don't have direct proof, but, if I were to go looking for it, I would find it probably immediately.
What you're talking about is the idea of regulatory capture, where mega corporations tend to end up with, writing these regulations in the first place and putting them in front of the very agents who, are in the government that they're buddies with.
In fact, actually, I'm going to guess without even, I haven't read this entire article. Yeah. I've skimmed it. I'm like, oh, that looks good.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to guess that I probably won't have to exit this article. This is fee. So probably by the end of this article, they're probably going to point out where that happened.
That's the Foundation for Economic Education.
Right.
Fee. Yep.
So probably in this article, spoiler alert, just a guess, they're probably going to tell us, hey, this is where these restaurants lobbied for this to happen. Let's find out.
It wouldn't surprise me.
So let's find out. So again, $14.5 million hours, the office budget of management and budget estimated.
You got to pay somebody to update the menus. You got to pay physical menus. Some of them have the TV menus, so they got to update the graphics.
$5,000 annually per shop for pizza shops. I've been guessing, actually, that those TV menus, suddenly those are becoming a cost benefit. I bet those are easier to update.
You better believe they are.
Yeah.
Can all be done remotely.
Yeah. Proponents say of the rule, it's a simple way to give consumers information to make healthier food choices, possibly aiding the effort to reduce obesity. The problem with this do-gooder notion is that forcing businesses to list exact calorie contents on all food items on physical menus will be impractical and hugely costly. Pizza shops, for example, Pizza shops, for example, estimate that the rule would cost up to $5,000 annually per shop, and that most of their consumers who order online or over the phone would never even see these physical menus. Even for those rare pizza eaters who actually walk into shops, the long list of options and nutrition data may not help reveal the total nutritional content of their order, since it'd be up to the consumer to do the math. Calculating how each topping or customization, e.g. extra cheese or sauce, adds up. Many of the restaurants...
Pull out your calculator.
Yeah. Many of the restaurants have... And maybe that'll be the next regulation. You must provide a calorie calculator...
For all customers.
For all customers, right, where they can easily...
In case they don't have a cell phone on them.
And if your customers don't do math, you must provide funding to educational programs that will educate them into how to do this. Your company must Pay.
All right, so to anybody listening in our Discord chat, I want to go poke around and see if I can find something, because this was supposed to go into effect yesterday, so maybe somebody has taken a photograph of what some of these new menus look like. So I'm curious to see, you know, how intrusive and awful this actually is. There's more coming up here, 855 450 free, like freedom. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquet, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cuts out the middleman, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. That's Books.com, BOUQS.com. And remember, code FTL saves an extra 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Joining you here tonight is Ian
and Johnson.
The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Looks like some new regulations went into effect yesterday requiring any restaurants with more than 20 or more locations to put calorie counts on all of their menus. And the way it was described initially, it sounded like it was going to be more than just calorie counts. Mm-hmm. But apparently it's just calorie counts. So they're not listing fat content. They're not listing cholesterol. They're not listing any other details about these products on their menus. But calorie counts are required. And one of the things you said during the break was, how useful is this?
If you're lucky enough to be watching, cam.freetalklive.com,
that
you could have been
one place,
watching me chowing on a vegetarian burrito.
Oh, that's right. You went vegetarian recently.
Well, not completely.
Okay.
So, for example, a couple nights ago I had some sushi, but I'm a vegetarian. Pescatarian,
yeah,
I guess that would be. Yeah, I probably haven't had any kind of other kind of meat for a couple months.
Okay. Do you feel different?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like
definitely.
Better?
But yeah, better, yeah. Because, largely what I'm doing is in terms of the calories that I'm taking in, I'm attempting to take in massive amounts of fiber.
I see.
Fiber and micronutrients in general. So, yeah, it's definitely, I'm attempting to, just sort of heal my body a little bit. I probably should try some fasting, but I haven't really been able to do that quite yet. There are some other things that I need to cut out of my diet. Diet soda would be a really good example. Cutting back on salt massively.
Mm-hmm.
But step at a time.
Yeah, sure.
I did a low carb diet for a very, very long time. And at the end of, eating low carb for several years and working out five times a week and losing, 80, probably total, if you were to count over a longer period of time, well over 100 pounds. At the end of that, I was diagnosed with diabetes and had a massive thyroid.
Yeah, you had serious problems.
So I have led myself to kind of question the nutritional, optimization, shall we say, of eating low carb.
It's hard to say, what's the answer, right? Because it seems like different things work for different people as far as nutrition and all that.
I was eating veggies and stuff like that when I was eating low carb and eating, no sugar. And for a while I was on low carb, I had cut out diet soda and stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, though, about the overall nutritional content of it as a diet. There's definitely fat in the diet. You can get energy. You can definitely get your prerequisite calories. You're getting protein for sure. Way more protein than you need if you're eating, meat every single day for, the bulk or majority of multiple meals. So,
Diet is this you're talking about?
Low carb.
Low carb.
Okay. Low carb. I got to, as I've been doing more, more and more food research, which I've done a whole lot, I just come to think of, is the human diet anything like, what our natural closest relative would be, which would be an ape in nature, and they eat primarily vegetables and fruit.
How useful to you? I mean, you've done a lot of research. How useful to you is a calorie count?
Somewhat, but not entirely. I mean, it's I don't know. Actually, I don't even know if somewhat is even accurate because all calories are not equal.
Really?
It's kind of ridiculous to think about that. I mean, so there's a couple of movies that came out in 2014 that I think are really, really worth watching. I mean, almost fun. Well, I sent you a clip actually from this movie called Fed Up, which talks specifically about calories. And if you take into account 160 calories of, say, almonds versus 160 calories of soda,
Should I play this clip?
Sure, yeah, but go ahead and play that clip.
All right, so they're coming up here on YouTube here.
Why is a calorie not a calorie? All right, let's give you an example. Let's take an easy one. Let's take almonds. If you consume 160 calories in almonds, because of the fiber in the almonds, the food is not going to get absorbed immediately. So your blood sugar rise is going to be a lot lower. It's going to be for longer. So what's the opposite of the almond? Well, the opposite of the almond would be a soft drink. Because there's no fiber, they get absorbed straight through the portal system to the liver. The liver gets this big sugar rush. When your liver gets that onslaught, it has no choice but to turn it into fat immediately.
Huh.
So 160 calories in almonds or 160 calories in soda? You tell me which is better.
Interesting.
So this guy, Robert Lustig, he became kind of well known. He's done some presentations about how sugar acts on the body. He teaches at Cal some California
university. Was that the guy who was talking?
Yeah, that was the guy who was talking, Dr. Robert Lustig. He's done some presentations about sugar in specific and how it acts like alcohol. I mean, essentially, it's almost functionally identical in terms of its addictive qualities and effects that it has on the body.
It can turn to fat.
Other than the fact that it's not deleterious on your brain, right? It doesn't cause you, an altered state of consciousness. Sugar doesn't, but alcohol does. But
I don't know, man. Look at them little kids on sugar highs.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, over longer term, it's just not as immediate or pronounced, right? But although debatable. I made a Facebook post recently based on some things that I've been reading about saying about sugar and obesity and actually aggressive and violent behavior. And if you look at a map of where obesity is in the country for numbers, that's much more reported than obviously violent crime statistics are, because local governments are obviously trying to hide those as much as possible. But you can see a massive correlation. I mean, correlation doesn't equal causation, but it's certainly interesting. But there's another movie out there called That Sugar Film, which is available, I think, if you're Amazon Prime, you can watch that for free. But that movie is also interesting. Again, it just talks about, sugar in specific, and soda and all these different things. And it's just, it's interesting because, yeah, again, a calorie is not all calories are created equal. I mean, you can eat a huge amount of broccoli or a burger, right, for example. And they might have the same amount of calories, but which one's going to leave you feeling fuller, right? And people talk about, protein, you need protein in your diet. Well, there's more protein in broccoli than there is in steak.
Is that right?
Yeah. Huh. So you just have to eat a whole ton of it, right? You would have to eat a lot of it to get well, that's not a bad thing, right?
I wouldn't think so.
I mean, you have to eat a lot more of something, so you're going to generally get fuller. The thing that I don't think a lot of people understand is transit times in food. And that
transit
is
times?
Transit times is the time from which you
digestion. Is that for digestion?
Something? Well, yeah, it's digestion, but it's also the feeling of satiety. How soon are you going to feel full after you eat it?
Right.
And so, obviously things like fruit and vegetables have a longer time of transit time before you feel full after you eat them. So, but that time also lasts a whole lot longer. So if you eat
when you feel full, it lasts longer?
Yes, you will feel full for a longer period of time once you do that. I mean, and you can also eat a whole hell of a lot of it. Yeah, calories, not created equal. So it's kind of ridiculous to say that these calorie counts
are meaningful.
That they're meaningful. That's not going to really necessarily help people fix their diets if they're eating the wrong things.
I'm looking at
sugar-packed foods.
At some of these menus. So I went to look to see, what do the menus look like now? In fact, you said you were just in Chipotle today.
Sure.
So let's talk about, what is the result of this new regulation that's gone into effect on basically all chain restaurants over 20 locations. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us here at Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. We're talking about the new menu requirements that went into effect yesterday across basically all of the United States. Yep. FDA via the Obamacare, so-called Affordable Care Act. This has finally been implemented now under the Trump administration, where restaurants will be forced by the threat of violence, which is the way the government does everything, to put calorie counts on their menus. And Johnson, as you pointed out here, that's not really even that useful of a piece of information,
right?
Because the difference between a 160 calories of almonds and 160 calories of soda is very, very different as far as how it's digested.
Especially since also people might be on different types of diets. Some people might be watching carbs. Some people might be watching fat. You know, you never know what people are necessarily looking for. Calories are not necessarily the only thing to be looking out for.
And how many more numbers do people really need to see on a menu, which is already getting cluttered and confusing? We'll talk a little bit more about that, but I do want to let you know about Bouqs Flowers. B-O-U-Q-S. Bouqs stands for bouquets. And these flowers are booking awesome. They are as unique and special as your mom. That's right, Mother's Day coming up fast. Freshly cut from Bouqs Farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. You go to Bouqs.com, B-O-U-Q-S. You order yours today. You can get an extra 15% off when you use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. B-O-U-Q-S, Bouqs.com, code FTL, to save 15% as you roll up here on Mother's Day this coming weekend. So coming up, we're going to talk about Silicon Valley and what they said about cryptocurrency on the air tonight. But I was just curious, you know, with this news about the menus being forced to be changed, a lot of businesses, by the way, had already had calorie counts added to their menus. Now, whether that was in, you know, advanced preparation of this happening or just something that they felt that like they should do to be competitive, Now it's a mandate. Now every single restaurant and I believe bars also have to put calorie contents, according to what I was reading. So alcoholic drinks have to have calorie contents listed next to them now. So menus for fast food, menus for any restaurant chain that's got 20 locations or more, and presumably bars that have 20 locations or more. I don't know what all the details are here, but at the very least, they're going to have to put calorie counts on the menu. I'm not sure what the regulations are surrounding that. I'm looking at a picture here that I searched for on Google showing at least one menu at a place called The Bistro. And you can see the calorie counts are right, basically right next to the prices. Now, they're in a different font, or not font, but a different color font.
Right.
And so, you know, there's like maybe a more light gray for the calories and then a black price for the actual price. But I got to say, having
worked, there are like size requirements, like could you put the calories really, really small?
The ones that I've seen so far seem to be the same size.
Right.
So I don't know. There probably are some requirements, I imagine, in the regulations. But, you know, if you want to give us some feedback, maybe you work in fast food or you work in restaurants in a chain and you want to comment on this, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. But the point I wanted to make on this was, you know, as somebody who's worked with customers in a retail environment, now I've not done fast food, but I've done retail, and so I know how just blissfully ignorant customers can be. Now, this isn't necessarily their fault, although it kind of is, but it's just sort of the way customers are. When a customer comes into a place, they want their experience to be easy. They don't want to have to really think too hard about the things that they want. They're there for a certain reason in a lot of cases. Most people don't go to a store to just kind of browse around, right? They're going to a store, especially to a restaurant, because they have a goal in mind. They have a thing they want. They want to get a hamburger, or they want to, at the very least, satiate their hunger. Maybe they don't know what they want, but they know there's food in that place, and they're going to get something to eat. In the case of retail, they probably have a list of things they need to acquire, and they go in there and they look for those things. And, you know, it's always interesting watching how customers react to things. Like, one of the biggest questions I always got when I worked at Kmart down in Florida, which I worked there for like three or four, I think 4 years, was where's the bathroom? Number one question across the board. And of course, I'd always point the customer down the hall to the big restroom sign that was, you know, hanging very obviously down, you know, the very same aisle that they were talking to me on. Because I was at the back of the store working in the electronics department, and that same back aisle of the store is the one that leads you to the bathroom with a huge restrooms sign. But the customers didn't see it. You know, it didn't matter that the sign was there. It was like they had blinders on, and they could not see that it was there. And I've done this myself. I've been in a store as a customer, been unable to, you know, where's the restroom? Oh, it's right there under that restroom sign that I didn't see. So it's not like I'm stupid, but there's a certain level of, kind of customer ignorance that goes into play.
Well, there's also, you know, you're trying to be ad blind, you know, to different advertisements.
That could be a reason for it, sure.
Do everything the same way.
But I'm looking for the restaurant.
Right, right.
And I still didn't see the sign.
Right.
And these people were as well. And so that's what I'm saying. On this on these signage changes that they have, you're seeing calorie counts right next to prices. On another sign, I saw the calorie count right below the price.
Right.
And so you know it's going to happen that customers are going to come in here. And let me pull up one of the ones that that I found, again, for a company called The Bistro, where it was like, you know, the pricing is different from one to the next. And I can't find it right now, but I had it earlier. Anyway, so if it's like 579 calories and $7.79, the customer's going to be like, wait, you rang that up wrong. That's supposed to be 579. It's right there on the sign. And, of course, the clerk's going to say, oh, no, 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 that's the calorie count. See, it says C-A-L next to it.
Right.
That means it's calories. Right. But they're going to be confused, even though it's, you know, might be clear to us looking at it. And you might be like, oh, customers, how could you not know? They're not going to know. They're going to be like,
my home country is Caledonia. You don't accept my currency?
Right, yeah, some sort of foreign currency, right? Or that's Canadian money or something like that. So that's the kind of stuff that is going to happen at the register. That's my prediction, and I bet you there's people out there in food service who've already had this happen after their restaurants implemented this earlier.
On a side note, I just had this thought rattling around my brain here. As you said, you know, a customer's goal might be to go in and satiate their hunger. I always find that very weird that the word is, you know, that you would satiate your hunger with a feeling of satiety. It's not, you can't say the word anymore how it really should be pronounced, because if it's satiate, then it should be not
we
satiety.
Can't say that word.
We'll just leave it there. Anyway, so.
Yeah,
many restaurants here have already found tech-forward ways to give consumers nutrition data in ways that they can actually use. For example, Domino's Pizza has created the Calometer, an online tool which tallies the nutritional content of an individual order of pizza based on size and toppings. Easy, right? But online tools don't satisfy the new rule. The shops still have to list nutrition content for all menu items.
And by that, they mean calorie content.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah, nothing else. This includes grocery store buffets with regularly rotating choices, a requirement the Food Marketing Institute, a trade organization, estimates will cost grocery stores up to $1 billion the first year. It could have been changed, but it wasn't. Congress considered numerous proposals to add some flexibility to the rule, like the Common Sense Nutrition Disclosure Act, H.R. 2017, introduced by Representatives Kathy McMorris Rogers, Republican from Washington, and Loretta Sanchez, a Democrat from California, which was approved by the House in 2017. But none made it to the president's desk. Congress's inability to enact sensible laws is concerning enough, but more worrisome is that nobody who voted for the Obamacare Act considered how the rule might work in the real world when they buried it in the Affordable Care Act.
Why should they care? They don't have to obey it.
They probably didn't read it in the first place, guys. Right. Research into similar efforts indicates that instead of helping people eat fewer calories, it could actually have the opposite effect. Surprise! A government plan works exactly the opposite way.
I want to know more about that. I hope they tell us more about how listing the calorie counts would have the opposite of the intended effect. Because that's typical with government,
right,
where they have unintended consequences for their, you know, various different government programs and rules. So we'll talk more. There's more from FEE. Is that
yes,
right?
There is.
The Foundation for Economic Education. More on these menu changes mandated across the United States, went into effect yesterday on restaurant chains with at least 20 locations. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to join us, maybe, again, you work in the hospitality business and you've had to deal with this. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Plus, coming up, Silicon Valley and cryptocurrency.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping?
Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right?
What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free. If you want to join us on the radio here, talking about new regulations gone into effect that affect basically any business in the restaurant world that has more than 20 locations, or 20 or more. And Johnson, you get the story from the Foundation for Economic Education. We're going to continue with that in a moment, but I do want to let you know about Zencash. We love cryptocurrency. We're going to talk a little bit about Silicon Valley and what they did on Sunday night with their show on HBO, which was awesome. But cryptocurrency, as the character will say in Silicon Valley, Guilfoyle, is here to stay. Whether Bitcoin survives or dies is immaterial because there are hundreds of other options out there. In fact, over 1,500 other cryptocurrency choices in the marketplace. Most of them aren't really worth talking about, but Zencash is. You go to Zencash.com, you can learn what makes Zencash so great. It's not just the fact that they've got some of the best technology, like zero-knowledge anonymity. So if you're into privacy, you really need to know about Zencash. But also the foundational philosophy behind the coin and the creators of it. It was made by voluntarists, people who believe in consensual activity between human beings. That's the viewpoint on, I would say, that most of the hosts of this show hold. And so that's one of the reasons why a lot of us are big fans of Zencash. They're also very secure. There's over 11,000 secure nodes in the Zencash network, which means it's one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency out there. More so even... there are more secure nodes on Zencash than there are full nodes of Bitcoin, as I understand it. So go to Zencash.com to learn more about this cryptocurrency that is relatively new. It started in 2017. Zencash with a Z, Zencash.com. As we continue here, Johnson, you're sharing a story from Foundation for Economic Education. Yesterday, new regulations went into effect, thanks to Obamacare, apparently, that require all restaurants with more than 20 locations to put calorie counts on every menu item.
I should also add that I misspoke during the last segment there about I called the time between eating, I guess, when food first hits your mouth and your stomach, to a feeling of satiety to, I think I called that transit time, and that's not really what transit time is.
Okay.
But transit time, the transit time of different foods will have generally a large impact on how full or how quickly you gain that feeling of satiety from
transit time. Like
transit time
in
is
all the way to out, like
yeah, exactly.
From your mouth to the other end.
Say hold the hole.
Okay.
Yeah, in to out. Yeah, that is the complete definition of transit time. but because, you know, foods that move through slower through your system also tend to be slower to cause you to feel full.
Gotcha.
Generally. I mean, different people also process foods differently. So, you know, and I'm also not in any way any kind of medical professional. So
no, but you know more than I do. So what else is there to say about this?
Okay. So, if Congress wants to enact laws aimed at improving public health, they should consider whether their actions won't backfire in terms of consumer behavior. Overall, studies conducted in cities that already instituted similar menu requirements, like New York City and Philadelphia, find that nutritional disclosure has no appreciable changes on consumer behavior.
It just increases confusion then.
Yeah. One study commissioned by New York City found that the effect varied by chains. In some shops, consumers did order lower-calorie meals. However, in some shops, like Subway restaurant chain, the labeling actually correlated with consumers increasing the calorie content in their meals, perhaps in an effort to maximize their dollar-to-calorie spending. The inclination...
I gotta admit, Johnson, I have seen... Yeah. When you mentioned Subway, I remember mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they've got that there. And I remember thinking, I've seen some of these things in restaurants before, and I've thought, you know, I'm hungry. More calories would be good for me, right? Like, because more calories means you're going to be more full.
Nope. No? That's not how that works.
Okay.
The inclination to provide consumers with nutritional information is laudable, after all, for the health-conscious consumers. This data is essential in their decision-making process. However, if Congress or any other government agency wants to enact laws or institute regulations aimed at improving public health, they should consider whether their actions won't backfire, either in terms of consumer behavior or by hampering innovations that might prove more beneficial in the long term. Mm. At the very least, Congress should monitor the effects of new regulations like this menu labeling law and amend or repeal them if, and more likely when, they prove to be ineffective, burdensome, and harmful to the well-being
of our nation. But they won't do that. They'll just let it float out there forever.
And unfortunately, they didn't. I had made the prediction at the beginning of this article that they were going to talk about how lobbying by these, you know, bigger chains created these regulations, but they didn't mention anything. I'm still pretty sure that it's there.
Well, so
I'd have to look into it more.
So there's definitely evidence for what you're talking about in general, right? Where big corporations have control over government, they have influence, and they use their influence. Cigarette companies, of course, are a great example of this, where cigarette regulations in a lot of cases were endorsed by Philip Morris and the other, you know, R.J. Reynolds and these mega cigarette manufacturers, because the big companies are more easily able to absorb the compliance costs than the small companies. But usually, you know, you would think that if they were doing what you were saying they were doing, which is to say that they were secretly behind this, then why wouldn't they want it applied to everybody? Because if they really wanted to stick it to the little guy, then they'd make every single restaurant do this rather than just the chains. So you suspected that it was a target against smaller chains to prevent them from becoming larger chains. And that could be true, but it would seem like, you know, why 20? Why not 15, 10, 5? You know, anybody with two restaurants or whatever. They could have really gone after the little guy here, but the little guy is exempted in this case from the regulation.
Right. I'm seeing here, you know, I found an article from foodpolitics.com about the menu stuff going national, and there's another article here about the label menuing, or the menu labeling, FDA draft guidance on how to do it. Why lobbying by everyone affected it, but particularly by trade groups for movie theaters, grocery stores, and pizza places. FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb issued a statement listing the agency's compromises for these groups. This doesn't sound like the original labeling of why it went into place in the first place, or why it went into effect in the first place, but I'm...
Well, if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And also, happening sort of simultaneously with this, Johnson, you've got states and local city governments passing sugar taxes, mm-hmm. where, you know, in addition to having calorie counts now mandated on every menu, now you're going to see sugar taxes going into places. And I forget which one. I just saw one
of
them.
It's not high sugar foods that are the problem. It's the fact that they're adding sugar. No, well, yeah, but they're adding sugar to everything. It's not high sugar amounts that are the problem. It's the the problem is that you have sugar in things that have no necessary reason to have sugar in them. Like, why are they adding massive amounts of sugar to bread?
Okay.
Or to, like, you know, every cereal on the planet. You know, like, there are so many things where they're adding sugar because they're trying to make these foods more addictive. And those things are well below the limits of where they're going to need to have, like, a labeling requirement for the sugar or get sugar taxed.
So
the there's no reason for it to be in there. Like wasabi peas. Why would you add sugar to that? But it's going to be in there.
Okay, so every sugar tax I've heard about is only on drinks, at least in the United States, Johnson. I have not yet heard about one on food products. Mm-hmm. Although there is news that... So I was wondering to myself, all right, which state put this into effect? Actually, the United Kingdom has introduced a sugar tax. So we'll see if we can find out more about that, if that's just going to be on drinks or if that is across the board on sugary foods as well. But at least here in the United States, I forget which cities have done it, but they put in these sugar taxes. What was it? Santa Fe, I think, was one of them that because I know Sarah had called in about it previously. Mm-hmm. But she was, of course, very excited about it. And some of these sugar taxes have been as much as 1 to 2 cents per ounce. So on a, a 20-ounce soda or whatever, you're talking about a 20 to 40-cent tax
right. On
that. And so you're talking about, in some cases, doubling the cost of sodas. Like a 1-liter bottle of soda, there's a significant cost to the tax on a product like that. And so that's what we're seeing happen here in the United States. Of course, the whole idea is that all these regulations and taxes are going to make people healthier. And as you pointed out earlier, no, it's not.
Right.
What it's going to do is actually impoverish poor people more.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm sure rich people drink soda, but when poor people are drinking soda and you double the cost of the soda, you've just made it harder for that poor person to pay their power bill at the end of the month.
Right.
Now, of course, you would argue that, well, they should pay their power bill first, but these are people who are poor people because their financial habits in general
are ultimately the best. Rich people are still going to be paying for that, too, out of food stamps.
Right? Rich people? Oh,
sure.
I see what you're saying.
Right? Yeah. Because they're going to be paying more of the taxes, so they're going to be paying for the food stamps for people to buy the sugary drinks anyway.
That's true.
With free money from the state.
Great point.
Whee! Government still makes people fat.
We'll see if we can learn more about the UK sugar tax, just because I'm curious to know what it's going to affect here. It's definitely in the news.
According to the FDA, pizza is a vegetable.
And also, Silicon Valley is on the way here on Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.